The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Welcome to another program with Truths to Live By, a ministry of Harriman Baptist Tabernacle in Harriman, Tennessee. You're listening to Brother Benjamin Cooley. I pray we would be a blessing to you today. With our Bibles open again to 1 Corinthians chapter number 7, we'll pick up our reading with verse 25. We've looked at marriage and its covenant before the Lord. We've looked at men and their calling before the Lord. And today we look at maidens and their care before the Lord. After a word of prayer, find verse 25, 1 Corinthians 7, and we'll begin there. Father, we love you because you first loved us. Thank you for the word of the Lord, and thank you for the cross of Christ, the shed blood upon that tree for the sins of the whole world. Lord, for a sinner like me, I say thank you for salvation, for the grace of God, for the love of Christ, for the help of the Spirit to convict and draw me unto your saving grace. Lord, I ask now for your touch, for your help, as we navigate these verses. Make us a blessing to those who will listen today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. 1 Corinthians 7:25. Now concerning virgins, I have no commandment of the Lord. Yet I give my judgment as one that hath obtained mercy of the Lord to be faithful. I suppose, therefore, that this is good for the present distress. I say that it is good for a man so to be. Art thou bound unto a wife? Seek not to be loosed. Art thou loosed from a wife? Seek not a wife. But and if thou marry, thou hast not sinned. And if a virgin marry, she hath not sinned. Nevertheless, such shall have trouble in the flesh, but I spare you. But this I say, brethren, the time is short. It remaineth that both they that have wives be as though they had none, and they that weep as though they wept not, and they that rejoice as though they rejoiced not, and they that buy as though they possess not, and they that use this world as not abusing it, for the fashion of this world passeth away. But I would have you without carefulness. He that is unmarried careth for the things that belong to the Lord, how he may please the Lord. But he that is married careth for the things that are of the world, how he may please his wife. And we'll stop our reading right there for now. And in these verses, we see the distress of their present situation is addressed. In verses 25 through 31, there evidently was a very present distress in this very hour that Paul was pinning down the words. Paul gives specific advice for that specific situation. So let me draw these applications. In verse 25, we see pastoral counsel. There is a word of verity. There is truth. We find the Lord's mandate when it came to maidens for that hour. We find the Lord's mercy when it comes to ministers. Let me say this. When your pastor, the man of God, gives counsel at the mouth of the Lord through the word of the Lord, when a word of truth comes from God through the man of God to you, heed the counsel. Verses 26 through 28, present counsel. As I said, a present distress with present counsel. He counseled them according to their need. Verse 26. He counseled them according to their nature. Verse 27 and 28. Some were partakers of marriage. Some were pondering on marriage. But Paul said, I'm going to speak to you where you are with what you have. And for this time, here is what you ought to do. Again, an application. The present counsel that the man of God gives you from the scriptures, take it to heart. Take it home. Let God put it to work in your life. And then verses 29 through 31, I believe we could say that these verses revolve around that phrase, the time is short. The fashion of this world passeth away. I call this prophetic counsel. The pastor with a word of verity, present counsel with a word of virtue, prophetic counsel with a word of vision. Paul said concerning the time of this life, it's short, the ties of this life, marriage and all, the troubles of this life, the thrills and things and transactions and trends of this life. With spiritual illumination, with insight, Paul gives passionate words with prophetic overtones concerning the transitory and temporary nature of this life we are living. Brethren, the time is short. Eternity will last on and on forever. But today, maybe tomorrow, for sure yesterday, the time is short. May we ever remain conscious of this truth and adjust our lives accordingly, for time is swiftly passing on. Eternity is approaching. Eternity is too long to be wrong. The distress of their present situation called for pastoral counsel for the present time with prophetic insight. But then we see the difference of their personal situations is addressed. He talks in verses 32 through 35 about some differences. Notice in particular verse 34 where we stopped reading. There is difference also between a wife and a virgin. The unmarried woman careth for the things of the Lord that she may be holy both in body and in spirit. But she that is married careth for the things of the world, how she may please her husband. And this I speak for your own profit. So we find a word from the preacher. We see a word for the people concerning the devotion among the men, whether married or unmarried, devotion among the women. The difference is stated between a wife and a virgin. The difference can be seen between unmarried and married women. But not only a word concerning devotion, but a word concerning distraction. Paul spoke and aimed at the people's profit. But then he spoke and aimed at their piety. Notice, holy in both body and in spirit. Down through verse 35, he said, but for that which is comely, their piety, that they would be well formed, decorous, noble in rank, as a Christian, honorable in this life. But now we close out the chapter with verses 36 through 40. And we look now at the decision of their prospective situations. For fathers and daughters, Paul speaks in verses 36 through 38. A father's place is to care for his daughter. Verse 36. A father's place is to consider his daughter. Again, verse 36. If she passed the flower of her age and need so require a father's place in that day, and I still think in this day as well, we ought to be more involved with the choosing of a mate, but to care for his daughter, to consider his daughter, to choose for his daughter. But then he says, let them marry, to commit his daughter, to give her to that man for life and in marriage. But then a father's power in his own heart, in his own home, a father's pattern to give in marriage or to not give in marriage. But let me close with these words. For husbands and wives, in verse 39, there is a special bond to remember. Look there with me. The wife is bound by the law as long as her husband liveth. But if her husband be dead, she is at liberty to be married to whom she will, only in the Lord. We see in the special bond, marriage and the law. God requires marriage to be for life so long as we live, until death do us part. Then there is marriage and the Lord. If death enters and dissolves the union, she is at liberty to be married to whom she will, only in the Lord. A special bond to remember. Verse 40, a special blessing to consider. But she is happier if she so abide, after my judgment, and I think also that I have the Spirit of God. Paul said, for me, I am on happy ground, I am on holy ground, I have the Spirit of God, and I think you would see and say, if you could abide and remain unmarried and devote yourself completely to the Lord, then you would be happier if you so abide. We thank you for making this ministry a part of your day. And in closing, we want to point you to the words of our Lord in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. He answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And truly, it is written. God's word, every word, presents us with truths to live by. You've been listening to Brother Benjamin Cooley. Please send all correspondence to Truths to Live By, P.O. Box 575, Harriman, Tennessee 37748. Or you can email us at bmarkcooley@gmail.com. And finally, brethren, pray for us.